Thomas C. McKinley Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on GN, G-E-A-N-N-E, Fogelman, F-O-G-L-E-M-A-N. Address is 1527 Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, Way. Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-519-5972, ID is XXX@XXX4923. Date of birth is 10-10-1956, 66-year-old married, retired woman. Insurance is Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy is Walmart-Chico. It is addressed to Kenneth Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Chico, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, 530-872-6650, 530-877-2196, parenthesis fax in parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for concerns about memory impairment. Dear Ken Gillen and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Jan Fogelman. For neurological evaluation and consideration of her personal history of possible early cognitive decline and her family history of apparent degenerative dementia in her elderly father before he passed away. New paragraph. Jan reports that she is having some trouble with organizational skills, having to make lists and be structurally organized to complete her activities both personally and recreationally. New paragraph. By her report, she's had an extensive medical evaluation at Enloe Medical Center when she was hospitalized. For treatment with a colectomy with a diverticulitis. Subparagraph, those records will be requested for review. She reports a history of some lower extremity cramping and ataxia, which is infrequent, with some symptoms of neuromusculoskeletal weakness following her two surgeries, period. Occasionally, she reports some depression. She has a long-standing history of hypothyroidism, having been evaluated at UC Davis and placed on Synthroid-type medication with good therapy and resolution of her goiter. Hormonal therapy was instituted after she completed hysterectomy. She does give a history of recent breast tenderness. She's had two pregnancies with two live births, 1948, 1984, 1987, one son, one daughter, without complication. New paragraph. Personal and family history. She was born October 10, 1956. She's 66 years old and right-handed. Her father died with dementia at age 87. Her mother died from cancer at age 73. She has her two children, ages 36 and 38, are both healthy. New paragraph. She reported a family history of cancer, heart disease. New paragraph. She denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She completed high school in 1974 and college in 1978. New paragraph. She is married. She reports taking alcohol on a moderate level. She does not smoke and quit smoking in 1987. She uses no recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no dependence at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. She's retired and reports no current concerns. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. She denied a history of any fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, or other serious illnesses. New paragraph. Operations and hospitalizations. She denied ever having a blood transfusion. She's had several surgeries, including ovarian cystectomy, 1977, appendectomy, 1967, two C-sections, 1984, 1987, hysterectomy, 1995, colectomy, 2020, and hernia repair, 2021. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review systems. General, she reports a change in her sense of smell slash taste post-COVID. She reports current symptoms of reduced memory. Head, she denied neuralgia. She has intermittent headaches at the vertex. New paragraph, she denies fainting spells, blackouts, or mental disturbance or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She denies symptoms. Upper back and arms, she describes episodes of myospasm in the left hand. Middle back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she reports that she has a tendency towards increased neuromusculoskeletal soreness after exercise involving her hips. Ankles, she has a history of cramps, but denied numbness, pain, paresthesias, or weakness. New paragraph, feet. She describes symptoms like having socks on, quote-unquote, on a continuous basis, but otherwise denied other neuralgia, pain, paresthesias, or weakness. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. She denied difficulty with her speech, difficulty with double vision, or dizziness, facial weakness, or unusual movements, unusual problems with her neck. New paragraph, she denied weakness in her muscles. New paragraph, she denied paresthesias and other numbness. New paragraph, she denied unusual movements or stiffness. New paragraph, she denied falls due to ataxia. New paragraph, she gave a history possibly suspicious for dysomnia. New paragraph, neurological examination, mental status. Joanne is a well-developed, well-nourished, woman who does not appear to be elderly. Her mental status, her immediate and recent remote memories are otherwise preserved, as is her attention and concentration. Cranial, new paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are unremarkable. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength in the upper and lower extremity. Sensory examination was deferred, or deep tendon reflexes were deferred. New paragraph, ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. A new paragraph, laboratory MR imaging of the brain was completed on November 23, 2022. A standard MRI was done for a diagnosis of other amnesia. New paragraph, the study demonstrated mild senescent periventricular white matter disease, small foci of increased T2-weighted signal in the corona radiata, suggesting microvascular ischemic changes with no other unusual findings. There was incidental finding of mild patchy mucosal thickening in the left maxillary sinus, left frontal sinus, scattered ethmoid air cells. New paragraph, my review of the imaging studies shows some evidence for shrinkage of the frontotemporal sulci. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, history of possibly early cognitive decline. New paragraph, slightly abnormal brain MR imaging study showing vascular risk factors and possible early frontotemporal degeneration. Recommendations. I have provided her with the National, and you can capitalize this, National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires to complete and return. New paragraph, I've also provided her with a copy of the Sleep Disorders Questionnaire to exclude dysomnia where there might be a suspicion for nocturnal sleep apnea. New paragraph. We will schedule her for the high-resolution neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study with and without contrast with her current findings for more definitive evaluation of risk factors for degenerative dementia. New paragraph. Laboratory testing will be requested to exclude cerebral degeneration based on neurological disorders. New paragraph. Home sleep testing will be ordered for definitive evaluation exclusion of sleep apnea contributing to her symptoms of daytime fatigue. New paragraph. We had an extended face-to-face discussion today about her history and presentation. New paragraph, for a review of her curtain nutrition, I am reinitiating a women's therapeutic vitamin for women over 50 and a trial of L-methylfolate 15 milligrams daily with handouts and discount coupon. New paragraph, I'll see her for reevaluation several weeks with the results of her testing and for the recommendations. And the same respectfully with my professional signature.